Nolte, left-wing PolitiFact crushed after publishing Martha's Vineyard housing crisis lie on Breitbart's Facebook page. By John Nolte on September 21, 2022. PolitiFact, a left-wing propaganda outlet that publishes lies and promotes conspiracy theories, was crushed by Breitbart commenters after it published a lie in the comment section of a Breitbart Facebook post. On Tuesday, Breitbart News posted a meme ridiculing the anti-immigrant racists who populate the mostly white Martha's Vineyard. It's time for rich Democrats to do their fair share by housing illegal aliens from Biden's border crisis, read the meme. So what did the trolls at PolitiFact do? Using their verified Facebook account, PolitiFact's desperate liars decided to troll our commenters by pushing the outrageous lie that Martha's Vineyard was justified in deporting 50 illegal aliens from their sanctuary community due to the elite island's housing crisis. The response from Breitbart's well-read and educated commenters was immediate and accurate. Here's a taste. Links are mine. That's hilarious. You do realize that you're talking about a place where most of the homes have 10 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, and a guest house. Those of us that live in the real world call that a motel. Fact? They have more than 50 rooms available right now in B&Bs. So why are they a sanctuary city then? I guess we just need to erect a tent city on the beaches like they do everywhere else. There, problem solved. Obama's birthday tent alone could house them. Start building Section 8 homes in MV. Plenty of open space, start building now. While building, erect tents, kitchens, pavilions, bathhouses, etc. Corrupt liberals always screaming diversity, step up to the plate. Several commenters made the excellent point that the housing shortage is a national problem. But America's housing shortage still hasn't stopped his fraudulent MC Joe Biden from opening the border to millions of illegal aliens and then secretly flying them all over the country. So why is PolitiFact excusing Martha's Vineyard from its own sanctuary city policy with a housing shortage excuse? Well, PolitiFact knows that America's border towns, which are constantly swarmed with thousands of illegal aliens, have a real housing crisis. But were PolitiFact to provide that kind of context, it would undermine the elite, hypocritical racists who populate Martha's Vineyard, who deport illegals within 24 hours. So why is PolitiFact so eager to lie and by extension whore out whatever might be left of its credibility? The first part of the answer is obvious. The proven liars and propagandists at PolitiFact place status above facts. To retain your status, you must publicly disgrace yourself to cover for the anti-immigrant racists in Martha's Vineyard. Secondly, Democrats have never made a secret of wanting to replace Americans with more compliant immigrants. This is why Joe Biden opened the border. Millions are pouring in who will cancel out the votes of legal Americans. The corporate media are deliberately ignoring the crisis. However, when Ron DeSantis does what Joe Biden's been doing for years, transporting illegals into America's interior, but does so to a high-profile area like Martha's Vineyard to expose the left's racism and hypocrisy, it not only brings attention to Biden's wide-open border, it might cause Democrats to pressure Biden to secure the border, which would slow the wave of illegals meant to replace us. With so much on the line, the good dogs at PolitiFact will happily bend over. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.